Our policies should aim to strengthen families, and changing the definition of traditional marriage will undermine the family structure.
Sing if you're glad to be gay.
The Out Music Awards is important because of the music as much as the out.
It's just so amazing to see this group of people come together to support one another.
And thanks to all the people that come to the shows and listen to the music and keep us going.
Someday we'll all be free.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Bush preaches bias to bolster the U.S. marriage debate, South African activists make a constitutional case for couples equality, and Out Music awards the Queer Experience soundtrack. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Christopher Gall.
And I'm Cindy Friedman.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending July 10th, 2004. The U.S. Senate this week began debating a proposed amendment to the federal constitution, reading, "Marriage in the United States shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman." Even its author, Republican Senator from Colorado Wayne Allard, admits the federal marriage amendment won't garner the necessary two-thirds majority in the Senate, and many believe it won't even win a simple majority there. But it's on track for a Senate vote in the coming week, and despite similarly weak support, the House of Representatives is now expected to take it up in September. On the Senate floor, Allard declared, "We are here today because traditional marriage is under assault. This assault has taken place in our courts and often in direct conflict with the will of the people." Republican Senator from Utah Orrin Hatch told the Senate, "We must act. We need to send a message to our children about marriage and traditional life and values." Democratic Senator from Vermont Patrick Leahy fired back, "I think it's wrong. The Constitution is too important to be made a bulletin board for campaign sloganeering."
And indeed, while the Senate was debating, Republican President George W. Bush spoke at some length on the same subject at an event in his reelection campaign. The following day, he made similar remarks in his weekly national radio address, saying in part,
"This difficult debate was forced upon our country by a few activist judges and local officials who have taken it on themselves to change the meaning of marriage. When judges insist on imposing their arbitrary will on the people, the only alternative left to the people is an amendment to the Constitution, the only law a court cannot overturn. If our laws teach that marriage is the sacred commitment of a man and a woman, the basis of an orderly society, and the defining promise of a life, that strengthens the institution of marriage. If courts create their own arbitrary definition of marriage as a mere legal contract and cut marriage off from its cultural, religious, and natural roots, then the meaning of marriage is lost and the institution is weakened. For ages, in every culture, human beings have understood that traditional marriage is critical to the well-being of families. And because families pass along values and shape character, traditional marriage is also critical to the health of society. Our policies should aim to strengthen families, not undermine them, and changing the definition of traditional marriage will undermine the family structure. I urge members of the House and Senate to pass and send to the states for ratification an amendment that defines marriage in the United States as the union of a man and woman as husband and wife."
The lesbi-gay advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, immediately responded, saying, "Just days after his administration announced new terrorist threats, President Bush took to the airwaves to promote a discriminatory amendment ranking dead last on the American people's priority list. President Bush and his congressional allies should focus on the priorities of the American people, not the agenda of their extremist base."
Meanwhile, U.S. courts are very much involved in the issue. An Oregon court ruling this week brought the more than 3,000 marriage licenses issued to gay and lesbian couples in Multnomah County a step closer to legitimacy, as officials began processing them into the state registry. The registrations began within hours of the State Court of Appeals refusing the State Attorney General's request to block them. A trial court judge had ordered the state to register those marriages, at the same time as he stopped the county from issuing any more licenses pending binding action by the Oregon Supreme Court or state legislature. The Attorney General's office is expected to quickly appeal to the Oregon Supreme Court to block the Multnomah marriage registrations. Currently, the State Department of Justice is claiming that the registrations are merely administrative and that the state will not be treating the Multnomah marriages as valid. Marriage equality supporters, including the state's chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, see the situation differently, but all agree that the ultimate determination will come from the state's highest court. A petition to put a state constitutional amendment against same-gender marriages on Oregon's November ballot obtained a record number of signatures, which are now being verified by state officials.
There was court action also this week on another U.S. marriage hotspot, Sandoval County, New Mexico, where Republican County Clerk Victoria Dunlap issued marriage licenses to 66 same-gender couples in February. She believes the New Mexico marriage law is gender neutral, but stopped licensing gay and lesbian couples when the state attorney general opined they are not legal. The New Mexico Supreme Court this week unanimously rejected Dunlap's request to terminate the state's restraining order, now barring her from licensing same-gender couples pending a trial court decision. Time is running out for Dunlap. Her term as clerk ends this year, as she ran unsuccessfully for a county commission seat last month instead of seeking re-election to her current post. Also in New Mexico, a group which failed a July 1st deadline to submit signatures for a ballot initiative to repeal the state's civil rights protections for lesbian, gays, and transgenders has turned its efforts towards supporting the federal marriage amendment.
Michigan voters could see a state constitutional amendment restricting marriage exclusively to heterosexual couples on their November ballot, as a petition was submitted this week with 1.5 times the required number of signatures. State legislators have already put similar measures on November ballots in Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah, while Missouri's proposal will appear in a primary election in August.
Lawsuits for equal marriage rights have been filed in at least 8 states, with the American Civil Liberties Union adding Maryland to the list this week. The ACLU is bringing Oregon's lead case and joining with the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund on those in California and New York. LLDEF is also bringing the lead case in the state of Washington, as well as the case that's the closest to a top state court, New Jersey's.
And while it's well short of marriage, New Jersey gay and lesbian couples began registering their first legal domestic partnerships this week. Most offices will only begin that process in the coming week, but a few gay-friendly areas added weekend hours as the new law went into effect. South Orange Village Hall registered the state's first couple at 1 minute past midnight, Martin Finkel and Mike Plake, who after 7 years together for this occasion wore matching red T-shirts reading, "I Do." More than 3 dozen other couples were right behind them at that site alone. The state registry, which is also open to heterosexual couples at least 62 years old, confers rights of hospital visitation, medical decision-making, joint filing for state taxes, spousal inheritance tax exemptions, and in the case of civil servants, health and pension benefits. New Jersey's law also prohibits discrimination based on domestic partner status.
Also seeking marriage in the courts are 19 lesbian-gay groups in South Africa. This week, they jointly filed a lawsuit with the Johannesburg High Court challenging the constitutionality of the current Marriage Act's heteroexclusivity. Since South Africa's post-apartheid constitution was the world's first to explicitly prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, same-gender couples have won numerous legal victories. But they've made much less progress in government regulations and very little with lawmakers.
Spain's highest-ranking Roman Catholic spoke out from the pulpit this week to deny any validity to the legal partnerships for same-gender couples the new national government plans to create. The primate Archbishop Antonio Canizares Llovera of Toledo declared that it is not even valid to use the word marriage for these homosexual unions because they disfigure at its very core what this word expresses. He further insisted that the mere fact of politicians considering the proposal demonstrates a grave disorder in the mentality of the prevailing culture, and warned the politicians themselves that failure to oppose the move would be really iniquitous.
But Spain's leading lesbian, gay, and transgender civil rights organization, COGAM, fired back at the church this week. The group gathered 1,261 signatures from Spanish Catholics seeking to be removed from the church's baptismal list and to deny the church the right to use any data concerning them. That's to protest the church's stance on a range of issues, including condom use and equal status for sexual minorities. The church is able to obtain public funds based on its membership numbers, and COGAM signatories want to be subtracted. In fact, they believe the church has been inflating its numbers and receiving unjustified privileges as a result. Based on a constitutional clause prohibiting any denomination from being a state religion, the group is calling for the true representative status of the Catholic Church to be circumscribed, examined, and regulated in the eyes of citizens of the Spanish state.
And finally, British gays and lesbians aren't even waiting for the Parliament to enact the Labour government's bill to create legal registered partnerships for them. In fact, enactment could take quite a while, since the House of Lords apparently wrecked the bill with an amendment, and even optimistically won't come sooner than 2005. But gay-friendly Brighton, which created one of the UK's first ceremonial partnership registries, this week opened the nation's first official waiting list for couples who plan to contract the anticipated legal civil partnerships. Physically, the waiting list is a book covered in tasteful pink suede. Couples leaped on the opportunity, with more than 100 signing up the first day. That meant that in order to sign the waiting list, some couples spent 2 hours waiting.
That's News Wrap for the week ending July 10th, 2004. Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Cindy Friedman and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles. For This Way Out, I'm Christopher Gall.
And I'm Cindy Friedman.
When the 2004 Out Music Awards were handed out last month, our audiophile producers were there taking notes to bring us this special extended report.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way.
Tom Robinson is one of our culture's musical icons and hosted this year's Out Music Awards, held in New York City on June 13th. Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle.
I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm Christopher David Trentum, and on this expanded edition of Audiophile, we bring you the music and voices of the awards.
Out Music was founded over 14 years ago and is a network of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered musicians and supporters. Its slogan describes its goal, making music within community and community within music.
And for Tom Robinson, it's a goal that has great significance to him.
For me, the Out Music Awards is important because of the music as much as the out. Music is so important to all our lives. We wake up to it, we go to sleep to it, we make love to it. It's part of our joys, part of our sadness. It's the soundtrack of our lives. And there are very few opportunities to get to hear music that reflects our own experience. And it needs to be nurtured. And Out Music is the only organization I know at the moment that specifically nurtures that.
For this year's awards, over 600 songs were submitted from more than 125 artists in 12 categories. They hailed from the U.S., Canada, Australia, and Europe, and included veteran performers as well as debut artists in a wide variety of musical genres.
From the very first award presented, this variety was apparent, as we saw the award for Outstanding New Recording Instrumental given to the group Metropolitan Klezmer, for their album Surprising Finds. Member and producer Eve Sicular was there to accept the award.
Thanks to all the great instrumentalists and our vocalists, because Metropolitan Klezmer is an 8-piece band. We've got just such wonderful people working with us. We have 4 great women who are also in Isle of Klezmos with me. 4 great guys. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you so much to Out Music.
And I'm telling you.
In the category of debut recording female, the award went to Jen Foster for her album, Everybody's Girl.
You are beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm just so honored that I'm speechless, actually. But I want to thank Out Music, and I want to thank all the people at my record label, American Garage, that have supported me. And Beth Tallman, you're here too. I appreciate you. Thank you all, and be proud, be gay. I love you. Bye-bye.
And in the category of debut recording artist male, the recipient was former American Idol finalist Jim Ferraris. He was not present at the awards, but we later reached him by phone for his reaction.
It's an honor. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I didn't expect, a nomination, let alone a win. So it's kind of great to be, recognized for that hard work, and it just kind of proves that hard work pays off.
The Out Music Award for Outstanding New Recording Female was given to Pamela Means for her album Single Bullet Theory. After the ceremony, she told us she was surprised by the win.
I feel very happy. I was completely taken by surprise, though. I was sure I would be applauding for Janice Ian or Katie Curtis or any of the others, and I was so honored to just be in that company.
Jersey troopers take a walk. Happy lawyers bargain talk. Other boys in the system. How they drank it down and became victims.
The Outstanding New Recording Male Award went to Rufus Wainwright for the CD Want One. He couldn't accept the award in person because he was on tour in Europe, opening for Sting.
The Out Music Award for New Recording, Chorus, or Choir went to the Transcendence Gospel Choir, the first all-transgendered choir, for their CD called Whosoever Believes. The award was accepted by Transcendence members Ashley Moore and Yvonne Evans.
Thank you to Out Music, and I want to thank, special thanks to Martha Stevens, because when I was searching whether I should follow this ministry, I went to see Marsha, and the Lord spoke to me that day. So it's part of the reason we're here. Thank you all.
We'll have more from the Out Music Awards in a moment.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Sing if you're happy this way.
Hi, this is Tom Robinson reminding you that you're either listening to, discovering for the first time, or tuned right in to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine with Lucia Chappell and Greg Gordon.
Welcome back to this special Out Music Awards edition of Audiophile. I'm J.D. Doyle.
I'm Christopher David Trentum.
And I'm Chris Wilson. There were four special awards given during the show. They are designed to recognize extraordinary contributions to the Out Music community over the years.
Larry Flick was given the Outstanding Support Award for exemplary involvement by a non-musician in supporting and furthering the work of GLBT musicians. Larry earned his honor as a journalist, critic, and activist. He enjoyed a 14-year tenure as senior editor for the music industry magazine Billboard, and currently hosts a daily talk show for Sirius Satellite Radio on their OutQ channel.
This is kind of cool. Yeah, I've been to a lot of award shows in my career, and I've covered them, and I've never been on stage to accept one, so this is nice. I like this. We likey. Anyway, it's easy to support something that you love. You know, when I was coming out 20 years ago, I would have killed to hear the music that we're all going to be hearing today and that you all work on every day in your lives.
Another special recognition award was presented to Marsha Stevens. She is the first and only major singer in contemporary Christian music to identify herself publicly as lesbian. She has recorded 9 solo albums and has a special talent for reaching the lesbian and gay community through her gospel music.
Golly, it
I sound so famous, don't I? Gee. Nobody has any clue who I am. That was so sweet. Thank you so much. I really do want to acknowledge what a special gift it is to have people like Ed and Dan and Mike and Jade and especially Tom pull together something like this so that we have a place to celebrate and to be open enough to celebrate those of us who are reclaiming our spirituality that so many people have tried to take away.
A third special recognition award went to Maxine Feldman, one of the pioneering lesbian singer-songwriters. Her song, Amazon, has been a fixture at women's music festivals for many years, and she is credited with writing the earliest openly lesbian song called Angry At This.
I hate not being unable to hold my lover's hand, stepped under some dimly lit table, afraid of being who I am, no longer afraid of being a lesbian.
One of the most prestigious awards is the Out Music Heritage Award. This year, it was given to Jane County for her 4 decades of work in experimental theater and music, breaking molds, and influencing legions of musicians. Her 1971 song, Are You Man Enough to Be a Woman, was just the beginning of her celebration of her transgendered identity.
I wanna know.
This year, the category of band, duo, group was broken down into 2 categories. For Outstanding Recording, Duo, or Group, the award went to Girly Man for their album, Remember Who I Am. The group is comprised of Tammy Greenstein, Nate Borofsky, and Doris Muramatsu.
Wow, how cool. This is excellent. This is just, it's such an incredible honor, and it's just so amazing to see this group of people come together as a community to support one another. I'm going to let other people talk now.
And so thank you all very much.
Thanks a lot.
And for the outstanding new recording by a band, the award went to San Diego artists Danielle Lopresti and the Masses for the album 22 Mountains.
We feel thrilled. We're in the company of fellow artists whose work is brave and strong and outstanding. And beyond that, Out Music is an indie operation that values and supports not only art, but the individual. So we feel really blessed to be included with such a powerful array of human beings.
Everybody, 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 come on!
Everybody, everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy.
Jinx Titanic was also a nominee in the band category, but he did not go home empty-handed, as he was given the award for Outstanding Producer. Afterwards, he said this about Out Music.
It's a wonderful organization. I'm so happy to be a part of it. And to be nominated 2 years in a row is extremely thrilling. And to win this year, like, rocks. That's really good. It says a lot for, like, the queer rock bands.
One of the most competitive categories this year was for Outstanding Songwriter. The award went to Michael Holland for his CD, Beach Toys Won't Save You.
This is so cool. I want to thank the people at Miss Prim Records for letting me continue the tradition of pretending that I'm in show business. And I want to also, I want to thank my boyfriend Eric for inspiring 2 of the breakup songs. But inspiration is not documentation, people. He inspired the nice ones too. And thanks to all the people that come to the shows and listen to the music and keep us going. Thanks so much, you guys.
Most of the winners are decided by a panel of judges. but the final two awards are chosen by votes of the entire Out Music membership. The Out Musician of the Year Award for 2004 was given to Alex Olson for providing a constant representation of queer voice, spirit, and courage both nationally and internationally. She has toured nonstop for years with her lesbian spoken word CDs. Also unable to attend the awards, Alex told us later how much the award means to her.
I was completely surprised and very honored to receive that award, particularly because I think it's voted on by members of the Out Music community, so that meant a lot more to me, sort of coming from the inside out. And I'm always pleased to receive an activist award. That means, you know, even more to me than an artistic award. So to have them combined was really great.
And a very unique award is Out Song of the Year. It is designed to honor the song that best speaks to our GLBT experience. This year's honor went to Katie Curtis for a song from her acoustic Valentine album called Honest World.
It's her destiny. Someday they'll see the truth, and I will make an honest woman of you.
The Out Music Awards are just one aspect of Out Music's activities, which include monthly events around the U.S. To find out more about Out Music, please visit www.outmusic.com. where there are links to the websites of the winners of the awards and much more.
That's it for this special edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas 77006, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by Chris Wilson, Christopher David Trentum, and J.D. Doyle. I'm Christopher David Trentum.
I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.
I can feel it. It's her destiny. Someday, I trust love will make an honest world for us. And today has made an honest woman of me.
Thanks for choosing This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. This week, Cindy Friedman, Christopher Gall, Graham Underhill, Fensbury, Rex Walkner, and Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum contributed program material, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen to This Way Out anytime online, exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, thiswayout.org. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded through direct charitable donations from our listeners. Thank you. Only you can keep this program on the air, and you can get some queer history, music, and culture on specially produced CDs in the bargain. For all the details, please log on to thiswayout.org or write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For our associate producer, Lucia Chappell, and all of us at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on WORT Madison, Wisconsin, Radio Free Santa Cruz, California, Fresh FM, Nelson Marlborough, New Zealand, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Stay harmoniously tuned.